This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There's new evidence that inflation pressures are on the rise. Today, the Labor Department said a key measure of wholesale prices rose by 1.7% in October. That's much higher than expected. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The 1.7% increase in the Producer Price Index, or PPI, was the highest recorded since 1990. Part of the increase was due to one-time-only factors. The recent hurricanes sent food prices higher. And economist Joseph Lavorgna of Deutsche Bank Securities says the increase in energy prices has also hurt a lot of companies.
All sorts of energy product prices went up. Liquefied petroleum, natural gas, and that was the main catalyst pushing up PPI.
But Lavorgna says even when food and energy are stripped out, inflation was higher than many analysts had expected. He notes that the cost of semi-finished goods has risen, a sign that inflation will remain a factor for some time to come. In historic terms, inflation rates are still low, and few economists expect them to continue increasing the way they did in October. Still, Lakshman Ashutan of the Economic Cycle Research Institute says today's report, coupled with other evidence, suggests that companies in all sectors of the economy are starting to feel the pinch of higher prices.
It may be that prices at the producer level have kind of reached this critical mass where the rest of the economy, in particular the consumers, can't be fully protected from those price pressures.
Ashutan says that in the past, when companies faced higher costs, they could make up for it by buying supplies more cheaply overseas. But the weaker dollar makes that somewhat harder to do and leaves them with fewer options. They can try to become more productive, or they can pass on some of their costs to consumers in the form of higher prices. Some consumers say that's already happening. On a street corner in Columbia, Missouri today, a Salvation Army volunteer was already ringing a bell soliciting holiday donations. Consumers such as Stephanie Driscoll and Wes Dyer say they're paying more for some items.
I've noticed bread. Bread has increased in prices unbelievably.
Bread and milk seem to have gone up. Gas has increased. Seems like a lot of services increased as well, you know, like dry cleaning and just services like that.
Today's report comes at a time when the Federal Reserve is gradually raising short-term interest rates to keep inflation at bay. The steep rise in wholesale prices, combined with last month's strong employment report, will make more rate hikes likely. In fact, economist Lakshman Ashutan says the economy may be at a turning point.
The signal here, the message that might be in these tea leaves, is that finally these low rates that we've been enjoying may begin to draw to an end.
Ashutan says it's unlikely that interest rates will reach the super high levels of the late 1970s anytime soon, but he says the direction of rates is likely to be higher. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.